you
press
the
record.
Last time the record, he has covered the content.
Alright.
Salazar,
The dojo season 15 episode 7.
Yeah, 7.
Like the number 7. Seven.
We're close to halfway
through.
Halfway through.
10th episode. Let's get it.
Top of the show, let's do the plugs. You know, we're plugging Azuri as we always do.
www.azurionline.co.za.
Yeah,
get our shit there. Say it's the thing for the paying members, ne?
Yeah, still running. Shout out to the Patreon membership, YouTube membership. YouTube. If you want to also exploit the discount code.
I get to why YouTube is now, it's a communication
mechanism.
Okay, so we've got that. We're still coming to you live.
From West 22.
Not live.
Pre-recorded.
Still recording it. West 22, check them out.
Check
them on the
thing,
on the description there. We've got news.
We got news.
We are going outside. We are coming up for air.
Party announcement.
Yeah, Renale party. Kari 13th of April. So the poster will be up as I'm saying this. In Sandton. It's not going to be the typical dojo, you know. I don't know if it's going to feel like that. But yeah, I think the approach is a bit different. 15th April at Makarate.
13th.
Go Makarana, which is formerly the Sands.
What used to be the Sands.
Makarana.
Maracana.
Maracana. Yeah, so
yeah, what used to be the Sands.
It's going to be a Dojo Day Club. Hopefully, we can see you guys coming out there.
Tickets will be on Uzuri, right?
Tickets are on Uzuri.
Yes.
It's going to be nice. I think there's going to be a complimentary spit
ride.
But I think the venue is also going to have some nice specials on drinks.
Sure.
So I think you can take advantage of that. Yeah, but we'll keep plugging the details.
It'll be a day event.
Is it dating or mating theme?
Oh yeah, kind of game.
What do you guys call it?
I think it's sort of like a dating
matchmaking.
Matchmaking theme.
Yeah, but Howley Green.
Yes.
Wakeneha.
Yes.
Howley Ready.
It's a no-go.
You are taken.
And then Orange, Ember Kibo.
Vibes.
Oh, it's complicated. Yeah, but I suppose maybe not the whole outfit. Like maybe your main item.
Color.
Like,
yeah, main.
Skipper.
Wabon.
Kapo
color fella.
Dominant.
Dominant. Maybe tabayo. But it doesn't have to be. You don't have to be.
Or green or amber.
Yeah, no.
So, Ronaba Barricana or Shapara Skipper is who made the heart is taken. the heart.
Or in green.
Green.
I'm available from the waist down.
Let me see better vibes.
Hey, niggas, that's your wine.
Michael is a robot. Actually, it's a robot.
Yeah,
it's a robot.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're cleaning.
You know what Madibu is saying?
Yes. Nininka, but a change of outfit. How about now, Gary? We kill only green, Marika. But it should be fun.
Yeah, Kopanal catch
her. Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun, man. Kadi 13. Yeah. Kopanal logo.
Yeah, so we partnering up with the guys, but usually do the day club.
So it's like a.
It's a collab of sorts.
Collab event.
Yeah. So yeah. Looking forward
to the homies, man.
To being outside.
Yeah, man. Should be fun.
Looking forward to being outside. Yeah.
We will travel so since we get last summer, na. Yeah, it's been hot the whole
it's
week,
been
right?
Hot, yeah.
All right, man. Hey, Mbali, in time, babe.
Hi.
Sharp.
But that is something we say, hey, since Lee Wheeler Tavaya Mbali Ligas, who can look in the show?
Oh, ho.
You see that comment?
He looks forward to this meeting somebody.
I love what now they're making it a thing, and
it's not a thing.
It's out.
Grand. It's my sister's birthday tomorrow.
Ah, sweet.
Happy birthday to her.
Yeah. Shout out to your twin, basically.
She gets so frustrated because she and I look so alike.
Yes.
That people that know me tend to think she's me.
Uh-huh.
Please, guys, if she says she's not me, believe her. Like, she's got no reason to lie about not being me.
Sure.
And she's so introverted, she gets overwhelmed by these people.
Yeah.
And now they want to hug her and they want, like, don't do that. Shame on Dana Sekai. Come to me again, guys. Like, if you see a shy version of me, it's definitely not me. It's her. Hey, but happy birthday and I love you. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
shout outs to her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just asking. I don't even know why.
Why are you asking that?
You know, because my mom works there. So sometimes when I go see my mom, I'm like,
I hope all
section in that.
All right, man.
But
Natalang made in some fella.
No, we
had an easy week.
We went to Nati's special surprise birthday party. You know he's my homie.
Who's surprise birthday party?
Black Coffees, you know.
Oh.
Coffee with homies, we go back, my man.
Yeah, keep one of our friends who were posted in there.
No, keep a fan.
Never met a surprise birthday party, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a surprise
party. Okay.
I was just mentioning that because I found it, I don't know what you guys think, ne? I think, obviously, it was his birthday, so people were shouting him out, and then he had a housewarming fest.
Yeah, I saw clips of that.
So, firstly, there was a video in Itzile Banalebo Julia since it was
at
the final.
It
was the same house.
At that house.
I later realized. Then, guy, the last housewarming. Honalebo Figile Mbalula da.
Yes.
Lebo TK.
Yes.
And like.
So yeah, a lot of talk, influential political.
Yeah. So sometimes I was like thinking, or you know, like maybe it's asking too much. Like when somebody is huge, you know, like, and although it's a democracy, like, but there's a feeling, your man, ish, you can't be out here entertaining, but bana bakusukri sanje na wabo. And we love you, or you admire as a celeb, and we feel like maybe it will take you calling them out.
Yes.
But then on one hand, you realize, you know, back at the run, these people wanna enteleva tumfito. Because I suppose when you are a big name celeb as well, you kind of like political affiliates, and then politicians also, their political power buys them, you know, access to big name
to
celebs. You know what I mean? So sometimes I find myself kind of being
because I wanna like Scar, how about a Black Coffee with chilling with Julius? Where he puts all is the EFF, but then next week you see him. Limbalula, okay.
Julius, I don't care because he's opposition.
Oh, okay.
I feel like maybe use your power to prop up their guy who's in opposition.
Aha, no
idea. But when it's like Bo Mbalula, I feel like, yeah, man. It's as if you are endorsing him.
Or even benefiting like Shimza. Shimza's
he was there too.
Yeah, well,
he was there too. So I don't know how you guys feel about something like that.
That's why they never have anything to say.
Yeah.
Mm. Key conflict of interest, basically.
No, kiddy bra.
Yeah, that's exactly what Deza say.
Yeah, they he's conflicted.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Because if house of Kalabu or Makalas, we cannot text me. Who are the bosses of the country?
All right, man. I had a very slow week. I have nothing to report. In Nils Panifel at this this week. When I'm up, when I is.
Yeah.
Nothing scared, much. It's good.
Oh, no more. Or you're just studying?
I'm just studying. My. Not exams. Test week is coming up.
Oh, it's coming. Yeah. Oh, so it's all preparing for that.
Yeah.
All right, man. So nothing else to plug, man. We can just
nothing
get into
plug.
It.
Yeah, we can get into it.
We can just get into it, man. So a few things. Obviously, it's leading up to elections, and So apparently, there was a IEC was compromised during the week. What's the candidate? King Babies and candidate lists.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got leaked online.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that.
And apparently, in a Sunakwating, who read the tips
and they
bumped him. They found him. And
was it an employee?
It was an employee. It was an employee. So because he had access, apparently, where he had access to get the lists, and then would he download the leg off it, and then nobody. Motivation, you know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't look like they're pressing charges.
Okay.
They just fired him from Span. So
yeah,
I can say we're gonna try and
so whatever.
I can say we're gonna try and say very sharp sharp illegal.
What would the charge be?
Yeah, well, when I want to
leaking company. Oh no, from a legality.
Yeah, from a legality.
Not from
standpoint.
An employment.
Yeah. So they just fired him from his work, but
maybe
they're not pursuing any charges.
I don't know, like sensitive information.
You can't even you were going to publish that list.
Yeah, you were going to publish
they,
it.
They were going to. It's just that it's
when were they
before.
Going to publish it?
Because it's supposed to come before the election. I agree the election they may in the close of April. So
okay.
Yeah. In the close of April. On April.
So he just let us know sooner.
So that's when it leaked. That's when people first saw for the first time Zuma is the lead candidate for MK. We always knew, but it was confirmed. You know what I'm saying? It was confirmed through the leaks.
Canada, man, he's not the president. There's a president of MK.
Because they're still working around the legality.
Yeah, because him being a previous president, Okare,
doesn't allow
a gray area.
But that's already been cleared, isn't it?
Okay, he can't
he
be
can
president.
He can now.
He can?
Yes, I heard
but
about
he loses his benefits.
Or something. He can.
Is it?
He is now eligible to...
To run.
To run.
But he loses... Remember, if you've been a previous president, there are benefits you get for life, like body card, medical, whatever. I think he loses that.
Because the article I read, it mentioned two things that could be blocking him, right? The fact that he was convicted for 15 months.
Oh.
So, bare constitution, nobody that has gotten a sentence more than 12 months can be an MP. So if he can't be an MP, he cannot be sworn in as a president.
As a president,
So
I could have sworn I'm almost certain that I think Thursday or yesterday possibly they said
they sorted it.
They greenlit him that he could run
He could.
So what Gaten was he's an ex-con.
And they had more.
He was a premier. He was a mayor. Which means
he wasn't a member of parliament. He wasn't a member of parliament.
But he's a member of
maybe
legislature.
Provincial legislature.
So the rules are not the same.
Yeah, they're not the same, I think.
And as...
We'll double check it again. But yeah, I want to... Because how to highlight the articles in the Bauchaela, what are the issues? Plus, happily, the court case at ANC against MK, it's still the trademark.
For the IP.
It's still, because ANC is saying IAC should remove them from the ballot while this thing is...
Well, and his colors are also ANC colors. Zuma.
So there's that thing. There's that thing. There.
I hate Zuma. I'm just like, this guy is just like a rash that just won't go away. Now because it's a net dieting Zuma.
Hey, in fact. Hey. Yeah, and his party is in the news quite a bit. In fact, apparently... The boy who's the youth league.
Yeah, the youth league. He's ex PA.
Oh, eh, Bam Tebe. Bam Tebe. So, Gary, he's inciting violence.
Yeah, he's been running.
Ex what?
Ex what? Ex PA, Patriotic Alliance. So, what happens at her MK was launched. He's from Ngamalala. He's from Nkandla. He went to the rally, I think, when it was being launched. Then he was seen there. About no one. I'm here to support Zuma in his personal capacity. That Katie Nabamboha. Then he formed the Youth League wing.
Oh, yeah, MK, yes. You know.
He runs his mouth, but he's a smart guy. A smart guy. He's the one, he got convicted of FISMA's fall, that one. Angola exemo ale trunkung ashapa exemption.
Is it?
Yeah, he's a lawyer. Hey,
that's
from
crazy.
Bates. Yeah,
that's crazy.
He's a smart guy, but he's a firebrand.
Yeah, because you can tell with the rhetoric that's currently going on. Yeah. So, Mara, looking at the news around MK, do you guys feel like it will have any impact? Nah, I did not think so. Or it will make any sort of impact. Charts, and they didn't have time to really do a lot of campaigning.
Oh, MK.
Yeah, MK.
Even that boy seems like unke chucks, unke tumanga ngafela. Because obviously, radicalism is the brand of a youth.
Yes.
Youth league.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary. Like it's unnecessarily
brash.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I guess maybe unnecessary is the wrong word because. It works.
Yeah.
It garners the news.
Yeah.
It garners the news. But now my question is more around maybe impact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if
they
anything
will
that
have an impact.
Yeah, anything that they're doing.
Especially in
KZN. Right now. Honali impact.
So you reckon they will have seats in parliament?
Yes.
I'm still on the fence. I don't think.
Because the thing
I
is,
get the numbers.
Zuma is very well loved, in particular in KZN. KZN's got the most numbers of people, right? But Zuma is also loved a lot in homelands, like Liboma Polokwane, Liboma Free State. And I will not rule out him and Makhashule at some point trying to join forces. I will not rule that out to be one thing.
Patia Isiona has been...
Because it's been quiet.
It's been really quiet.
It's been quiet.
Yeah.
Because Ndoye Sando Gwenzeka and the MK, maybe a lot of people that would have voted for him don't know about him yet, don't know about this MK party yet. Like Ntlamo Makulu, PPP.
Yeah.
As much as Ibeza Mvote, like Zuma, Patakaz, Nobaguko, that Zuma's no longer part of the ANC.
Yeah.
Because he's still suspended. He's not expelled yet, right? Zuma.
Yeah, he's suspended.
Yeah, he's still suspended.
So then,
he's not expelled.
Still an ANC member.
Uzuma still part of the ANC. When
you
they
can
hear
get
that
there too.
Uzuma is running. They'd be like, oh, so.
Yeah, because.
You know, they'll affiliate him with
also,
the ANC.
Yeah, the MK is fighting to have his face on the ballot, right?
That guy, King Kim Baba Matatiel, that party Matatiel, something. But it had colors ANC when they first went. Their president is very young man, Zungula or Mamang. AMT. Jimmy Manu was AMT, KMT or something. It had ANC colors. And then it was number one on the ballot
when they
contested.
Yeah.
So ANC was trying to go to court to say, no, people thought they were voting
for ANC
because it sounded like ANC. And it was also number one on the ballot.
It has the same colors.
Number one.
And it had the same colors. Hey, I know. Wow.
But Zuma's going to do well.
Ace's party, did it make the cut?
I wonder if
it did. I think it did. I haven't been following up on it.
Yeah, they didn't do a manifesto.
To get those signatures, ne?
And I'm not sure.
They haven't gone to conference.
Yeah, I gave an announcement.
You don't listen to almost.
Can we meet Bosa?
Yeah, yeah, build Bosa. One South Africa.
Yeah, build one South
he
Africa.
He didn't get enough signatures.
No, he got them.
He got them.
Yeah, he got them.
In the last hour.
Yeah, he got them. He got Adisa personally to the ISC. He did a whole hoopla thing about it. Now he got them.
But
he
those,
got them.
How do they verify these signatures?
Hey, okay, sure. I don't know.
And because I can sign for different parties. How do you verify that duplication?
I have no idea, bro.
Because I don't think there would be anything. Is there a rule against duplication?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
There should be. You just need to show that enough people are interested.
Okay.
Interested.
You're not wasting
thing.
Our time.
Yeah, I could say if Ace made the cut, man, he pulled.
Probably did.
His thing has been really quiet, man. Now, I wonder how well Zuma does. We're leading so close to the elections now. So let's say like a month or so. Another thing that around the elections is the DA went out and wrote letters to
the US.
Yeah, to the US, well, to the embassies on AI and sent them out to the US, I think Japan, Germany as well, saying, hore, you know, they need to send out observers.
Because of Zuma's element.
Yeah, Zuma's element. Yeah, but the DA is doing, I think the DA is doing what they're doing, which is, you know, causing a hoopla over nothing.
Yeah,
because ISCE has its own processes around observations and whatnot.
Yeah, that's what the US replied and said that they have no reason to doubt IEC in South Africa. The elections have never been under question.
Sure, they've never been under question. So it's DA.
But
just,
he specifically spoke about Zoom. They specifically spoke about Zoom.
The DA, they did. Yeah. Because they, and again, they mentioned Jonah, these things that this boy is saying, like, okay, they might incite violence and whatnot. Yeah, and Lona Tabina, Zuma, or it could affect the fairness of the elections. But I don't think people are really worried about the fairness of it, you know.
No, I don't think in South Africa we haven't had a reason to believe that elections can be cooked.
And I don't think. None of us are worried about
election cooking
right now, right? Because when you look at the US, that has been a question.
Yes.
Yeah. I wonder with Donald Trump.
At the last election, because ballot box is extras for, you know, PPP.
Yeah, there will always be like some isolated incidences in some polling stations, but I don't think they are big enough to warrant the total picture being cause for concern.
Yeah, and the fact that these things come out, meaning the mechanisms are working.
Yeah, because they do get reported.
Yeah, they do get reported, and it means they're already aspiring. Because normally the observer that come, kids are SADC, kids are the UN, and I think the AU as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like the US can just send its people and say, "Kato observer, kind of election here, another independent country." Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's just the DA doing what it's doing, man. Another story that came out is, and again, Russia came out obviously with the war that's happening. So there were reports on SA mercenaries who've been killed. That side, so who carrying like private factions?
We have those.
Yeah, who are from SA who are fighting in the war
between Russia and Ukraine.
Yeah, Russia and Ukraine. I didn't know that as well, so I found it quite interesting. In Nixatzebore, we had private institutions or maybe companies that are sending folks to fight that side, and then Russia intisay like a report on the mercenaries. That have been sent and they've killed. Mm. So they said,
hang on, these mercenaries are fighting against Russia.
Yes. So this
part of Ukraine.
Yeah, this was a report in into the garage. Private militaries that have been part of the war.
How many of them?
So 14 South African mercenaries have been killed. Because it says Kanaking out of 35 fighting on the side of Kiev. So they've killed 14. And then it says, according to Russia, South Africa is the third largest contributor of African mercenaries in the conflict. After comes Nigeria, and then Algeria.
Are you saying our mercenaries were killed by regular Russian soldiers?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because they were fighting as part of Ukraine defense.
Like,
They need to have like stealth and whatnot to become mercenaries, and they're just killed by average soldiers.
Yeah, so to be a mercenary, you can just be a soldier.
Mm.
It doesn't mean you have special skills.
So it's not
skills.
Like an upstairs soldier?
No, you're a soldier.
That's in your private capacity.
Yeah, you're a private soldier.
But I thought like, yeah, so you know, it's higher than being a soldier. Like
no,
I thought
no. That guy who tried to almost topple, remember there was a revolt of the army? Yeah, that guy, Proxen or Kimang, he passed, Oshuel, I think Putin got him caught.
Mm-hmm.
There was that guy who wanted to stage, he runs the private army in Russia.
In Russia, Liana, yeah.
That's the same
the Wagner group.
Wagner group.
Mm.
Because in Central African Republic, that guy, he's got soldiers there too.
Did that guy make up with Putin?
He did.
Yeah, he died.
They killed him
on the plane.
Yeah, he had a plane accident thing.
Putin
doesn't.
The last I saw, they were getting back together.
After that,
Nelidia choose.
Okay, that man overplayed his hand.
Ne.
He then asked him to leave the country. He left.
Ahut.
After tricks are bored.
Yeah, come.
They killed him.
They fell up
fast.
Yeah, but Putin, he's washing his hands of it. But we know what it is.
So those mercenaries were killed. So Naledi Pandor was talking about those people, Harry, when they come back, they'll be arrested.
Mm. I think so.
Cool, the mercenaries.
Because from this report, Rash, it seems like there's a quite a big contingent of private kikareng. Private armies that are fighting this war.
I don't know why governments allow private army.
Like, what would incentivize you to do that?
Exactly.
Well, but then you shouldn't always think of it as an army.
Mm.
I can be a retired soldier who just decides to go enlist.
Mm.
I fly over there and I join.
Yeah.
As a fighter. It doesn't mean I was sent as part of an army.
Okay. No, yeah.
So don't always assume that it's an army or a company army.
Yeah. What so I want a mandate from
the government.
From the government.
I just went there to go fight. And you get a lot of those. In every war, you'll get people who have a certain ideological stance.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just decide to pack their bags and say, you know what, I'm going to go support them.
It's hectic, and it seems like it's from...
These mercenaries are the same ones who are training on private farms, plotting to overthrow the South African government.
Mm.
The same nostalgic...
Groups
of South Africa. Who are brandishing the old South African flag.
In the farms, I've seen them.
Yeah.
And training and doing military training on farms. Those are the ones.
Yeah. And they must go out
and stocking up on
droves.
Arms.
And stocking up on arms.
These niggas are stocking up on arms, bro. Yeah, man. I kind of feel like it's a point that, you know, it's a sipsali. It's clouded in mystery, there isn't quite like a lot of information around it, but I think, you know, it's a cause of concern, man, that Omanaskamo is saying like niggas can run military drills, buy military grade weapons, you know, in the country.
So why is Naledi Pandor saying they will be arrested because they are choosing to fight against our ally?
I don't know.
Mm.
I just heard it on the radio. Okay. I didn't get the full story.
Yeah, okay. Put over legally. If Naki gets it, why one? Yeah, but yeah, I guess, you know, so Russia has killed like 14 of them niggas. And
R.I.P.
Alright, man. Another thing that came out in the news in Elinto and Mariana Itule last week, it was around the hoopla around the apology letter. The EFF. So the EFF, there was an EFF MP.
Oh, and I didn't hear.
Yes, who didn't attend the budget speech, I believe, and also didn't attend the impeachment Thorpe.
Okay.
Wow. So so apparently the EFF had a whole thing, Hore, all of these MPs who didn't go, they need to apologize publicly for not attending or doing their duties as MPs. So it's a EFF policy that they have for the MPs. So this lady Abansa a letter that she posted publicly. Jwalemaga unakinze elements of I missed these things because wanona kula, you know, I took maternity like a day before I gave birth and all of that, and then, you know, woman got, you know, triggered.
Obviously. That's a hard weight.
Yeah, woman got triggered over age. Khati, what are the working conditions za EFF? You know what I'm saying? Like women were up in arms, man. Mm. So it brought that question, yeah, you know, how are women treated in the workplace and, you know, all of that. Bali, do you have a, because Obana, obviously this affects women. You know, did you see the letter?
I did.
Did you feel some type of way about how
she then came out to lash out at the women who were throwing spice on the stage?
Yes.
That's important to note.
It's important to note.
Yeah. I didn't see that.
Or La Papa.
Yes, La Papa.
La Papa. La Papa.
I've got my agents,
use,
yeah.
Do not use me. My story to further your feminist whatever agenda.
Agendas. Oh, she came out and said that?
I don't know what this is. Oh. She was lashing out on a, especially to some journalist as well who tried to.
Yes, yes.
To make it a
basically
thing.
Basically, people that were trying to be on her side, she was saying, no, it's not that kind of party.
Mm.
Relax.
Why did she feel the need to put that part into the her
so that was the other thing, yes, as well. Then they rebutted and said, but you knew what you were doing when you put in the
yes.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Because she was specific.
Because it doesn't matter why you missed things. It. You missed it. So you could have just apologized for having missed it. Don't then we didn't need to know what Rwana Hauna Kula.
But
that's what she was doing.
Yeah.
And I think they wrapped her around the knuckles also for that.
For that.
Which I think was right.
Who, the EFF?
Yes, I think Julius came out on a statement about
yes, he did.
You
he did.
Ended up causing the movement to start defending
itself.
You and derailing us from the work of campaigning.
Oh, yeah, that we need
because
to do.
Because those other details were not important.
Yeah, necessary. Yeah, we far got out.
Like,
yeah.
We didn't need to know that she went on maternity leave the day before.
Exactly.
Or that she came back early. What's that got to do with you
exactly.
missing work?
She just was being sneaky.
Yeah. Mm. So, sure. Mara, you don't think Jorge, it was justified for her to, you know, because women or advocates for women are saying, yeah, but I need to mention, you know, because these are baby tongue aggravating factors as to why I missed work. You
yeah,
know?
But that's fine, but it still doesn't negate the fact that there are company policies and rules
yes.
around you missing work.
Mm. Yes.
You didn't follow procedure.
Yes.
You stayed away from work.
Yeah, okay.
Like someone
that's
that I know.
That's
absconding.
Yeah, you absconded.
You get into trouble when you come back.
now, when you report that, yeah. You tell us about how your mother was sick and you rushed to your mother.
It might have been true.
Yeah.
But what you're trying to do now, you are trying to make that personal story
you deflect,
overshadow yeah. and deflect yeah, so
okay,
that we focus on the fact that, only this support.
Yeah, but you still didn't follow procedure.
Yeah, yeah, there's ways around it. And do you guys feel or it's as bad as women are saying from the comments on the letter itself? Because from what the women were saying, this thing is rampant. So, okay,
in the party or generally?
No, not in the party, generally. Because again, they were taking it as an example of what's happening across the board.
Tell me, sorry to interrupt you. Do all of these members of the EFF make apologies when they miss?
After that, there was a male guy who
did.
Yeah,
all of them. All of them did it. Yeah.
Okay, did he also list the factors that made him miss work?
No, maybe different, no.
He apologized like a man.
Yeah.
Okay, boy.
What is apologizing like a man, Tamang?
Without excuses.
It's hard.
I thought I got emotion. I got the spanning. Kautele.
Hard.
Kijile pozo.
And that's it.
Hey, hey, I'm sorry, I'm going to go up and say, hey, hi. I'm sorry, hi, na. He apologizes like a man.
Yeah, I'm going to get into it because now, when you went down the thread of dieting, the QTs, Ibekare. Women are saying this thing is rampant and okay, put on
nah, bro.
Okay, bad spice.
Bro, you said you wanted to partake in the economy the same way that the man does. Mm. Right? That's what you said you want. Mm. Right? How fitla mol? They're not going to make special rules for you that are different from everybody else's.
But women are saying they should be special
rules. Well, there are special rules for you. That's why you have maternity leave.
Yeah, oh, yeah, well, yeah.
It's but, not a
which
favor.
Is, yeah, which is paid. Yeah?
Yeah, it's a special rule.
It's a special rule. It's a special rule.
Because it doesn't apply to us. You guys have already piggybacked on it. You guys suddenly also want paternal leave.
Yeah, because yeah, like, have, you told us,
you told us
you want active parenting. You want active parenting.
How convenient.
We were okay.
Yeah,
how convenient.
We were okay being the parent that can go work while the woman is at home looking after the child.
It's so funny how you get to pick and choose.
You, no. You said you want the father to be just as hands-on. So now this guy then went to HR and said, Mutona Katu, any kids are making room sebits, about what I'm sebiting. Half it when I'm sebiting, about a Lorena, Unawa im, about a company chinchemulao, Yao chinchamulao campan, Hasali Katungaman, Arena was sit over like a mutus. Yaba had in a cats, and my cow HR Kopalena Linfena Queen and a Hutan Kilotusa Mutinoa. That's what happened. That's what happened.
So when Bali as the voice for women on this pod, where do you stand? Do you stand with what Tabang is saying, or do you stand with the women to say, okay, no man, when you were here out here in the workplace for women?
I don't think this thing should have been a man or a woman thing.
Mm.
She missed work. She should have. It's right that she needed to apologize. She just shouldn't have garnered sympathy by saying it's because of the baby that she missed work.
We agree. Mm,
mm. She should have just said she's sorry. Paling up.
Oh, okay. So meaning, for women that use kids and the issues around kids and you know the responsibilities they have, we want as a cop out for women that do that.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay, well then what are you saying?
It's okay for you to use your baby if you're not feeling well at work to say, I'm not coming in because my baby's sick.
Okay.
But don't say after the fact that I didn't come to work because my baby was sick.
Oh, fair. Okay. So you say, yeah, it's okay, how wanna kula, maga, then do it properly.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's okay. We will understand that you're calling us now to let us know now that you can't come to work now because mwana wakula. Mm. Don't tell me 2 days later, or, hey, by the way, I got them 17 2 days ago because mwana
wakula. I hear you.
Every reason is acceptable as long as unjudi say in good time, or akedli because mwana wakula. Did this lady realize after the thing, or mwana wakula?
Yeah, because I would assume obonepele. Right.
But then, do you think then the rule at EFF is regardless of the situation, even if maybe ubuile na ledu akasitli because the child is sick, but then maybe the punishment is the same regardless of the situation, then I might have an issue with that.
I think it's a silly rule to have to issue a public apology.
I might have issue with that because...
Is it a silly rule?
Yeah, I think it's a silly rule.
Okay. Why?
Because you can just submit your apology to leadership. Kispani. Why do I have to post it to the public?
Because that's who you're accountable to. Yes, because I think that's the public what the EFF is selling. They're selling that they are accountable
to the public.
That's so it's only right that the public know that I didn't come to work.
Who am I accountable to
The person
first?
That you're accountable to has mandated that you are not apologize only accountable to me. You are accountable
I'm
to me.
I'm saying that is silly.
In this, are you
police? It's like my company asking me to issue a public apology for a blunder that I did within the company. Let's say I go and do something unauthorized in the name of the company. Even company ke spane like, I must go and issue a public apology. That's not going to happen because the company represents one in the face of the public. They are the one who will issue that apology and then they will deal with me within the internal structures.
Yeah.
As well as the fact that I should have notified and use the internal processes and structures to apologize or to do whatever it is that I needed to do.
Mm.
So what I'm saying is that as a party, the party is accountable to the public. But these people should be accountable to the party. So now if you're saying I'm accountable to the public or the party, there is a time where the party's interest and the people's interests are going to be in contrast. In that case, who then am I accountable to?
The public. That's who the first person is.
And then that gets me kicked out the party.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, and that's why the ANC is clear on these issues.
Mm.
You work for the party.
Is this
party,
a new
Maji.
Thing? Even is this a new
it's
thing?
It's a new thing. Yeah.
It's a new thing.
Yeah.
EFF.
Yeah.
They're still piloting it.
Yeah. ANC is clear on these issues. Mm.
You work for the party.
You work for the party. You told the party line.
Even when the party. There's nothing that wrong at Palapala. We don't care how you feel.
Yeah. We don't care how you feel. If you're saying I'm accountable to the public, then Palapala will happen and I will go and issue my own statement. Let's see how you like that.
And they won't. It's a slippery slope that the EFF is.
Don't say to me I'm accountable to the public only when it shoots you.
Electioneering.
It could be. Yes, definitely. I think, look. For me, I feel like when you interrogate it, like Moody says, is at a technical level, I can see his point.
Definitely.
But from a rhetoric and from a principle point of view, I also see where
EFF
is trying to do, because it says, right now, I saw now in the news, it was never our interest to know how many of these meetings take place, who was present, who wasn't. Mm. So by EFF doing that thing, then there ends up being more interest in around these meetings. Like, they actually even did an article, Horkwayena Malema, he only attended 20 out of 200.
Out of 200. Hadi attended off.
Yeah, and then I was like,
I don't think it's lost on us as to why they are doing it. Because I do believe that they are trying to posit themselves as a party that's accountable to the people.
Mm. To the
people.
But we are saying it's flawed.
All of that. Mm. And we are saying, it's silly.
Yeah.
And silly. Yeah, he's saying it's silly, actually.
I'm saying it's silly. I know why they are doing it.
Mm. Had Naledi not written this letter, if it was just that guy that had apologized, would you still think that? Because I think this thing has just been blown.
Yeah, there probably wouldn't have been any conversation around it. We're only speaking about it because...
Because it started at Naledi.
Naledi did what she did. And EFF made her do what she did and whatever.
Yeah,
but
we
probably wouldn't have even been talking about it.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
With that happening, it then causes us to speak about it and unpack it and actually interrogate this thing to say, who do you work for?
I work for you, bruh.
Sharp, sharp. Yeah, because I wanna, with the way Mo is putting it, the EFF is distancing itself from the blinders
of its members. Yes.
Asking them to...
Yeah.
Distancing yourself from these members.
So now, at what point do we hold you accountable as a company?
Yeah, yeah.
But
no,
this person is in contravention of the rules that I've set in this company.
I understand. If I go...
Yeah, but hold the air.
That's why I bring it back to the private company. Now, you go... and then they hang you out to dry to go and hold press conferences and explain why you did what you did. But it is a blemish on the brand.
It is.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
So it is whoever's responsibility it is to take care of the brand to go speak for it.
Yes.
Because that's their job.
We're not a solver in the back office. But you are not the one who's going to stand there and represent us. Because by doing that, in fact, we are then saying you are well within your right to act the way that you did. Because Kimono is a roof level platform. So below Utsiba Ubuela. Ubuela, Usna the bitch.
Our company spokesperson.
And that's how then blunders like this happen, where being one lady apology letter and a jolly apology letter.
My first thought was, I wonder if this letter was reviewed.
It wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It clearly wasn't. Yes. So now you are giving your
everyone
carte blanche.
My funny letter hit.
And anybody can just type anything in the name of the organization.
It's short-sighted by the EFF.
It's flawed.
It's flawed. Hella.
But in the Mamalin, the Baza Muyenza, especially
so close
to
you. It was a cute idea when you woke up in the morning.
It was a very cute idea.
And it shot them in the foot.
It was a cute idea when you woke up in the morning.
Yeah, they didn't expect
Don't go speak for us.
Yeah.
That's not how they had imagined it. It wasn't you speaking for us. It was you showing that everyone is held accountable.
And it's the same across the board, except for them, apparently, now it may seem. Or maybe it also applies to them. They pick and choose as to where they apply the rule or not.
Mm.
When you do get out of line,
Catch the rest of this episode on Patreon. The Dojo.